USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. has reached 150,000 deaths from COVID-19. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says what were positive numbers over the last few months are now changing for the worse.
Over the past 4 months, we have crushed the curve, but this is sobering. Over the past 4 days, we have reported roughly 2,000 new positive coronavirus test results.
In Minneapolis, Mayor Jacob Frey says after 2 months of being open, indoor bar areas will now have to close again on Saturday.
We are not presently seeing the same numbers that Arizona and Florida are seeing. We are not seeing those yet, but we cannot wait until it is too late to act.
In California, Los Angeles County Health Director Barbara Farrar says they continue to see people dying of the virus there.
I'm going to start with how sad I am to report an additional 91 deaths today.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Are they simply too big? That's the focus of a hearing which happened on Capitol Hill involving big tech companies like Facebook and Apple. Congressman Jerry Nadler says Mark Zuckerberg gobbles up rivals that he sees as competition.
Facebook, by Mr. Zuckerberg's own admission and by the documents we have from the time, Facebook saw Instagram as a threat that could potentially siphon business away from Facebook. And so rather than compete with it, Facebook bought it. This is exactly the type of anti-competitive acquisition that the antitrust laws were designed to prevent.
Another massive storm is set to hit the United States. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A tropical storm could slam Florida this upcoming weekend. The National Hurricane Center saying yesterday that a storm in the Atlantic is expected to become Tropical Storm Isaias today, and the effects of the storm could reach Florida by the end of the week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
New research is showing people wearing facial coverings will take in fewer coronavirus particles. According to evidence, if they do catch it, the disease will be less severe. Researchers have long known that masks can prevent people from spreading airway germs to others. But now, as cases continue to rise across the country, experts are pointing to an array of evidence suggesting that masks do protect the people wearing them. And studies show it lessens the severity of symptoms or, in some cases, staves off the infection entirely. According to Dr. Monica Gandhi, an infectious disease physician at the University of California in San Francisco, different kinds of masks block viruses to a different degree, but they all block the virus from getting in. If any virus particles do breach the barrier, she said, the disease could be milder. She says wearing facial coverings will take in fewer coronavirus particles, and that will make it easier for immune systems to bring in any interlopers to help heal. The doctor said some of the data is from cruise ships, which pack big groups of people into close quarters. More than 80% of those infected aboard Japan's Diamond Princess in February, before masks had become common practice, came down with the symptoms. But on another vessel that left Argentina in March, where all the passengers were issued surgical masks after someone on board came down with a fever, the level of symptomatic cases was below 20%. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.